This is the May 13th meeting of the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee. I'm Chair Pro Tem George Ryder. I'm going to take the role. I'm also Secretary Pro Tem. Lona Elias. She was on mute. I'm going to come back to her. Mal Bernstein.
Here.
Marilena Castellanos.
Right here.
Benito Diaz.
Present.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Here.
Oh, good. Jose Luis Fuentes.
Here.
William Heelwagen.
Present.
Jim Kaufman. Jim Krafka. Pat Logan.
Here.
Tony Norman. Andrea Pritchett. Myself, George Ryder. Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence? Doreen Roberts.
Present.
Manajay Saba. Margie Wilkinson.
I'm here.
Okay, we're one short.
You didn't name me. You didn't call me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I jumped over from Mal Bernstein. That's it. Adriana, let me call Lona Elias. Are you there? She was on before. She's in an LSP meeting and may have to stay.
I know.
And Lawrence Reyes? Lawrence, you there? He was also on before.
Count
but...
one to unmute Lola. Okay.
In any case, we have 11, which is quorum. The agenda for today's special meeting was to consider bylaws amendments. Again, let me remind you that we're not voting them up or down. We're just basically trying to see if we can get a consensus on them, maybe shape them a bit, so that when they do get proposed, there's a more likely chance that they'll get passed. There are two that I forwarded to you a little bit earlier. Oh, let me tell you exactly what time. You should have got that. See it. And you know what? It never went out.
I was going to say, I never got anything.
Yeah, it did go out, George. You got one from Michael Novick on Monday that you sent out. And I saw one from Maria Elena on what day?
Maria Elena, yours
before
was...
Before that.
Yeah.
Right.
But he also the revised version I sent out as well.
Oh, wow. I didn't see that.
When did you send that? Maria Elena?
Yes.
When did you send that?
The same day that I sent out, no, the next day.
Which would be what?
I think it might have been the 8th, May 8th. The day after, or within 2 days, I sent out the revised version.
Yeah, it probably went on the 6th.
Yes, that was the original one, and then on May 8th, I sent out the revised version. I got good feedback from folks and incorporated that into the revised.
Okay.
And I sent that to the same email address.
Could you resend it?
I'm still trying to find it.
Yes, I can look up and try and resend it right now.
Benito, you said there was one from Michael Novick?
Yeah.
Did we find it?
That was sent out Monday.
Did you send it out, or did he send it out?
He sent it.
Right.
He sent it.
It says here, via PMB. Let me see. Via PMB, spam catcher, GM, whatever the hell that means. I can send it to you, George. I just can't send it. I don't know how to send to the committee.
Just type in govlist at kpftax.org. govlist.
I'm sorry, say that?
Just type govlist, govlist, at kpftx.org.
X.org. All right.
Now, I did send... I just sent out two that had I wanted considered. And I don't see them. I don't quite understand that.
It might be in your spam folder.
Well, I got stuck in my outbox. Let me find out why. It shouldn't be. I'm not sure what's happening. I just sent it, but it's still in my outbox. And I didn't get it. Definitely on the web, I think I am, anyway.
I don't receive anything either. I didn't receive any agenda.
George.
Hi, Warren.
Do we have corn yet?
Yeah, we have.
Oh yeah, yeah. We're on the stream.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're trying to figure out where some emails went.
Yeah.
Hi, Marty.
Hi, how are you, Lawrence?
I'm okay.
Good.
Can the emails be resent, George, or?
I'm doing it, but they don't seem to be, mine at least don't go out. I don't quite understand it. It looks like it's going out.
You have another email account?
Well, there's only one that will work. You have to send it to the list from the...
This is Serene.
Yeah.
I just got the one that was for... I just got a phone of Michael Novick's, but I want to propose that we set up a Yahoo group. I mean, we can continue to use this list. That's fine. But what I like about a Yahoo group is that all the messages also go to a single list that any of us can access, even if we accidentally or intentionally delete our individual email. That way there's an archive of our work. The Govlist doesn't have an archive that I'm aware of. And I think it's particularly useful, not that I'm in love with Yahoo, but, you know, particularly useful to have that reservoir where we can find all the messages, and more importantly, where next year's governance committee can find all the messages, because we don't even have copies of all the proposals from, you know, the last 3, 4, 5, 10 governance committees. We have no history here.
So, Lynn, may I suggest we put that off to the regular meeting? Make the proposal then? Because we were supposed to be talking about bylaws amendments, and if we...
Well, if there's no objection, there's really nothing to talk about. I can just make the list.
Well, I have no objection.
Nor do I.
Is there any objection to Serene creating a Yahoo list? Okay, good.
I but, you know, this is Jose Luis.
Yes, speak?
Yeah, sure.
My concern is that this needs to be dealt with IT, and so as long as Serena, whoever's going to be doing this, deals with IT so they know where stuff is at, so in case Serena's not in town or whoever has passwords or access to this, that the IT folks know how to access it for us.
It's a Yahoo group. I would just make, you know, a couple of other people moderate it. It has nothing to do with whatever IT does or doesn't do.
I guess it's
not replacing what they have. If what they have, what they have is what they have, but it would immediately put us in a position where we can store all group messages. The GovList, even, you know, whatever the problem is right now, because I didn't know George, obviously, nobody knew George had been sending messages because we weren't getting them. But so regardless of how that issue gets resolved, we would have a working list now with a reservoir of the messages.
Lona Elias joining this call.
Okay, so we have Michael Modix, and we have Maria Lena's proposal. I still have not been able to send, it was stuck in my outbox, and I have no idea why. It comes up as though it's going to be sent. Hit the send button, and...
Well, I just got one just now from GovList.
Who sent it?
I did. Maria Elena sent it about 5 minutes ago.
I'm going to send this with another account. I can't send it to GovList, but I'm going to send it to somebody. Serene, would you forward it to people? You have access to GovList, don't you? Hello, Serene? Anybody. I just need a volunteer to send this to.
Send it to me. I'll do it.
I'm sorry. I was muted and talking. Sorry.
Who said that? I'll do it.
Now.
Okay.
Excuse me. Can I ask that people identify themselves when they're speaking? Because there's no way to know who is whom. Lona from
good,
D.C.
Good point.
Thank you.
Who is that?
Maria Elena. No. That's, who are you?
Lona Elias from Washington, D.C., WPSW.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. I just sent it by other means. Let's see if that's working, too. Now you should receive it any moment.
Okay, well, I'm waiting.
And... You know what? It's in my outbox, too. Okay. I suggest, while I play with this kind of in the background, that we begin with one of the two that we received. Michael Novitz is... changing the election frequency from 2 out of every 3 years to every other year. And he's got it set up to be a bylaws amendment. Well, your motion is not a bylaws amendment. It's a motion for the PMB, but and it's appropriate for the governance committee. I haven't read it completely, but it's not a bylaws amendment.
Yeah, that's exactly what I wasn't clear on, and that's why I framed it in the form of a resolution.
Okay.
Resolution/motion.
So, is my proposal, are there any others? Are there any others that people want to consider tonight?
George, this is Vanessa. I also wanted to, if it's not already on the list, the one that we talked about last week that the committee approved last week with regard to the GM working cooperatively with the LDV. I just don't know if it's on the list already.
No, it's not.
I thought that was already approved.
That was approved as a motion to the PNB, which we did.
Okay, so does that mean we don't need to put it on the list for discussion tonight?
No.
So it's already done. Okay, cool.
But it still needs to be worded in the form of an amendment, right?
Well, if you want to change that to an amendment, I mean, what happened last week was we said we think this is a good idea and we would like the PNB to, I'm not exactly sure what it was, whether we said create a bylaws amendment or whether we said should act on it. Vanessa, remind me exactly what it said.
That's a good question. Well, I can tell you what it said, but in terms of the next step, let me run back to the computer. Hold on. I think the next step.
This is Lona. This is Lona, if I may address that.
Okay,
yes.
Go ahead.
My understanding is that because what we were discussing was actually changing the bylaws so that it said in the bylaws, in addition to the fact that the LSD must work cooperatively with the GM or anyone in that position, that we simply add the wording that the GM must work cooperatively with the LSD as well. So my understanding of that, that is what we agreed, is that would be considered an amendment to the bylaws, and in order for that to happen, it must be voted on by the PNB.
I'm on a call.
Lawrence, to the stack.
Yeah, Lawrence, go ahead.
So I don't know if this is an appropriate time to bring this up, but there was an amendment signed by Lydia Verzone. Did you happen to get that?
Just a minute. Did she send it just like a few minutes ago?
Yes.
I think I did.
Okay.
Yes.
So should I mention what it is?
I
didn't get it.
No, it wasn't sent to the Govlist. Forwarded to the Govlist, Lawrence. I'm not sure I can do it. I'll try.
Because I'm working with my BlackBerry.
Let me try.
Okay.
Well, Adriana, say this, please.
Yeah,
Adriana. I received that from Lydia Bachan, and I forwarded it to the GOV list. I don't know why we are not receiving it then. I just forwarded it and forwarded that when I received it from her.
Wow. Well, would somebody care to say what it is? What the proposed amendment language is.
Before you do that,
will you first to?
Lawrence, just before you do that, let's put the one from last week on the list also about changing the bylaws to make it symmetric between the GM and the LSB in terms of working responsibly with each other. Okay? So let's just do that. I don't remember exactly what we... I know I forwarded something to the PNB, but...
To the PNB? Okay.
But we can do... The only purpose of this is to have discussions that will, try to develop a consensus. So there's no reason not to do it, since people want to have it as a bylaws amendment. There's no reason
Maria
not...
Maria Elena?
Yeah, I heard somebody speaking before you, Marilyn.
Yeah.
Who is
Adriana, I just received an email saying that I'm not allowed among the member of governance. That's why they don't allow me to send. They reject the GOV list email that I just sent. I received an email saying that I'm not a member. I'm not allowed to send anything.
Did you send it from pndadriana@gmail.com?
I send it from where I receive it. I don't know.
Well, you have to send it from exactly where you're registered.
Okay. Okay. Let me try the other way. Okay.
Okay. So we have two now. Lawrence, go ahead with the third one.
Maria Elena was on the stack. I wanted to mention something.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
And that is, if you look at the full content of the motion I submitted, it does deal with some very urgent issues, and it does define more specifically reporting and planning responsibilities of the general managers and interim general managers. And so I would submit that this is a kind of additional alteration of the bylaws that is in that whole bag with regard to defining cooperative, working cooperatively and stuff like that. But more specifically, it does address some very specific duties of the interim general managers and general managers, especially with regard to situations where you have significantly reduced transmission power.
Well, if you want to, we'll put it on and consider it as a bylaws amendment. So that would make the third one. Lawrence, there was the one from Lydia.
Yeah, it's a proposed amendment, amending previous language. On Article 3, members of the Foundation, Section 7, this in regards to election quorum. It's pretty wordy, so I'm hoping that Margie is able to forward it to everybody.
Well,
so they can read it.
It's
essentially, the gist of it,
got it,
is to lower quorum from 10% to 5%.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I got it. I was an email.
Well, no.
I didn't receive it.
I can forward it to you, Margie, because I do have your email locked in.
Huh.
Should I forward it to you?
Yeah, forward it to me. I can post to the GovList, at least I used to be able to. We'll see.
I just resend it.
Okay.
To the GovList. From PMB.
Oh, you did, Adriana?
Yes, I just resend it.
Okay, I'm going to send it to Margie anyway, just in case.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
All right. That's it, George. Thank you.
Okay.
I just forwarded the one I got from Adriana.
Okay, yeah, I just got it, too.
Okay.
Sounds like good business.
Now, did you come for me?
I forwarded it to GovList. Do you want me to forward it?
You got it?
I
didn't hear you now.
Separately?
Yeah, for the one I sent to GovList. You got it through GovList?
I got Adriana's through GovList.
Did you get mine sent directly to you?
No.
Wow. Okay.
Hey, I've just forwarded Lydia's also.
We're all going to have a copy of Lydia's.
Huh?
Yeah, I got it.
Never mind.
Okay.
It isn't worth it.
Okay. Everything I send is sticking in my outbox, and I can't send anything.
Yeah, George. I sent something. I sent Michael's from my email account to the GovList. If you all got it, then that would say that we're able to send to the GovList, but the GovList can't send out. Maybe that's what's happening.
I think GovList works generally. I don't know why I can't send anything to anybody. So that's really a separate issue. What day did you send that out?
Just a few minutes ago.
Just a few minutes ago.
Okay,
I'm sending that one out again because it looks like I'm able to post. Let's see. I just sent it out again, Benito.
Okay.
Okay. Well, the one I sent. Oh, no, I can't see it now.
Hi, this is Kim. I just got on the call. I'm not receiving anything of this although I received some things like a week or so ago, and I got the notice of this meeting this morning from, you know, KPFTX or whatever. So something's not kind of going on here properly. And this needs to work so everybody sort of knows what's going on here. It's not just a select few.
You have been getting it sometimes through GovList, is that right?
Like over a week ago, only actually when Otis was sending out tests.
And you haven't gotten anything since then?
No.
The email address that's down here is...
we're on the open stream, George.
Anyway, you need to check whether that's the right email address.
It's the right email. It's the only address they have, or have had, you know, for 5 years. So
it should be a problem. Okay, so we're going to have to deal with the list. Serene's suggestion is to put together a Yahoo group. I will contact Otis to make sure that everybody on this list who's supposed to actually can get a call. I know he did some tests in response to my talking to him about it last time. I don't know why, Kim, you didn't get anything. A whole bunch of you just sent out just a few minutes ago. I believe, except for the ones I want to send, we have everything is available that anybody has sent or wants to have considered. I'm going to do one more try with my server somehow to get you what I want to talk about.
So George, why don't you send something to just whatever you got, send it to just one of us.
And I tried it. I tried to send it to Mal.
Okay.
So there's something totally not working, and it won't even quit. All right, I'm going to have to reboot my computer or something like that. Okay. Let's put them in order. I have a suggestion. We have at least five. So there's the GM Working Group one.
GM Working Group?
You mean GM Relationship one?
The GM Reporting, the GM Collaboration one.
Okay.
There's Michael Novick's. There's Maria Lena's. There's two from Lydia. And there's one... there's two from Lydia. Did I leave anything out?
Can you... So there's two from Maria Elena and two from Lydia?
Only one from
Maria Elena. The one from Maria Elena, isn't it?
The revised motion only, which is... which has draft 5 in the title. Oh, Maria Elena just spoke.
So there is just one of those, correct, Maria Elena? It's
correct.
Just the revised version, not the earlier version.
Correct. Sent originally on May 8th and resent again today.
Do we have them all then? So there's two from Lydia, one from Michael Novick, one from Maria Elena, and the one on general managers and OSPs collaborating.
So which are the ones from Lydia? The one of them is to reduce the quorum, and what's the other one?
It's to change the number of in-person meetings, isn't it? Is that correct?
I thought that was from Adriana. No?
I think she forwarded from Lydia.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay. So... let's get to the sequence, which ones we want to take in order, but I have a suggestion about this. This is really an attempt to find consensus on these things. What I'd like to do is to discuss them for no more than a finite amount of time. Now, you can't really do that in committee. You can't call a question or anything. But we can do anything by you know, if we agree to do it. But in that way, we'll at least have time to discuss them all. What I'm concerned about is we'll take one and we'll spend the whole meeting talking about that, unless we put some limit on it. So let me just get some response to that suggestion. Is there anybody who objects to that suggestion? Okay. Well, hearing none, then, we have We have about an hour and 10 minutes. Would anybody object to extending time for half an hour so we would go to 11 o'clock in Eastern time instead of 10:30?
Yes, I doubt I
can.
So we have an hour and 10 minutes, then, and we've got five different ones, so that's roughly 15 minutes apiece. A little short of that. 15 minutes apiece should suffice. Will allow us to. So I would like someone to be a timekeeper, if they would. Do I have any volunteer to just say when we're finished with 15 minutes?
Sure, this is Margie. I'll do that.
Okay, and we'll take a straw vote at that point, just to see where we're at. Now, as far as the sequence is concerned, I'd suggest we do the GM collaboration one first, because we've already discussed that some, and I'm hoping there'll be sort of consensus on that rather quickly. And beyond that, I thought I'd take them in the order that they were received, which would be, I guess, Maria Elena's, since I think you sent it right after the last meeting, didn't you, Maria Elena?
Yes, I did. But I would suggest something else. I would suggest, rather than taking them in the order received, I would suggest first considering the shorter and more explicit ones with regard to, for instance, the frequency of elections, and also, what was it, the establishment of a quorum. I believe that was another one. I think
okay. So the shorter ones first. If it's all right with you, then we'll put yours to the bottom of the stack. Is that all right?
Well, I wasn't thinking of completely on the bottom, but...
So the Michael Novick one had to do with elections. The quorum one was one of Lydia's. You wanted to answer that one?
Yes, if others agree.
Is there any objection to that? Okay. So so we'll do that in that order then. So we'll do the general manager LSB collaboration one, and we'll do Michael Novick's next.
George?
Okay. Yes?
I just wanted to see if the group received, I sent it out kind of an amended bylaws form, so hopefully everybody got that. Like
I did.
Okay, good. Was that you did? Was that it? I did?
Yeah.
That's okay. Mal did.
Okay,
good. I don't...
This is Kim.
Yes?
I just want to say I did receive a group of emails just now.
Right.
The problem is it does not show who it is from.
No,
that's going to be a problem going forward, in my opinion, that we just get emails and there's no, you can't tell who it's from.
I'll mention that to Otis
soon.
Okay.
And it's also on that subject. I keep trying to send it with a subject heading so you can tell what it's about, but it keeps not putting the subject heading in. So all you get, I'm seeing is GovList.
Right, that's
okay.
Another problem. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I'm not even getting you is.
Huh?
I haven't gotten yours.
You have not gotten. I think when we talked before, it sends them like one every minute or something. And so, depending on how many of us there are,
right.
Like a minute for each, you know, it goes down the list.
Oh.
Yahoo Groups is sounding better all the time.
Well,
it is what it is.
We can, Serena. I hope you'll have a working Yahoo Group next by the time of the next regular meeting, and we can make decisions as to just how we want to work with the two groups at that point. So, if no other comments, I'd like to go to the bylaws amendment that Vanessa just sent out.
Mal for the stack.
Good, Mal.
The one I just received has a word missing. At the end of the first line or beginning of the second line, the word shall is omitted, and I think it belongs there.
Oh, shall. You're absolutely right. Good point. Good point. Shall work cooperatively. Right. Yeah.
Would you read it, because at least one of us doesn't have access to a computer. Would you read the whole bylaws amendment?
Each DM or any person serving in that capacity on an interim basis, and then I want to add a word, shall, work cooperatively with the corresponding LSB as it is stated for each LSB to work cooperatively with the corresponding GM.
And where I propose to put that is Article 7, Section 3G, unless somebody knows a more appropriate place
no,
in that law to put it.
That's the right place. That's the only place in the bylaws where it talks about collaboration between the LSB and the management.
Okay.
That would be where it lays out the responsibilities of the LSB, Vanessa?
I'm not sure. I know that part, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Somebody who knows more about the bylaws can answer that. My apologies.
Please put me on the chat.
Oh, are there any objections to that bylaws amendment? And if so, please speak up.
You mean with the word shall added?
Yeah, with the right, as corrected.
Okay.
Maria Elena on the set.
Okay, Maria, go ahead. You're the only one so far.
I'm really concerned that it opens the door to just all sorts of vagueness and definitions of what constitutes cooperation and working cooperatively. And it's just so vague that it's worse, I believe, than meaningless because of the fact that it just allows, you know, any kind of definition. There has to be more concrete to it, and that's why, in response to the discussion we had last week, I tried to give that additional, you know, definition with regard to what are the duties, what are the responsibilities with regard to planning and reporting on plans. And submitting those plans for review to the governing bodies. I mean, I know that the words that I have later on in the motion that I submit is not a catch-all description of the general manager's job duties, but it does address the most urgent issues, especially. I'm getting interference on this line, and I don't know why.
I am too.
I hear it too.
Okay.
And in any event, I just wanted to point that out. That's why I objected originally last week, and I continue to object to the motion. And I agree with the concept. I agree, you know, with wherever possible. You know, it might be submitted somehow, phrasing, you know, working cooperatively, but it just lacks concreteness. And for that matter, I oppose the motion.
George, just point of information, if I might.
Yes.
Okay. The person who just spoke, please forgive me, I'm forgetting your name already. But if you put it in context with the bylaws that's already there, so it says already, and it's about the LSB, to work with station management to ensure that station programming fulfills the purposes of the foundation and is responsive to the diverse needs of the listeners, demographic, and community geographic served by the station, and the station policies and procedures for making programming decisions or for programming evaluation are working in a fair, collaborative, and respectful manner to provide quality programming. So then if you add to that, that provides a context. So if you add to that, each GM or any person serving that capacity on an interim basis shall work cooperatively with the corresponding LSB as it is stated for each LSB to work cooperatively with the corresponding GM. So I think if you put it all together in context and not just think of it as this isolated thought, that it makes sense. I think that may be as specific as we can get.
Anyone else want to speak to this?
No.
Anyone else who hasn't spoken yet,
Pat,
speak.
I withdraw my...
Pat, go ahead.
Maria Elena withdraws her objection.
Great. I would suggest that it might possibly help make this more clear if we put transparently, cooperatively, and transparently, because a lot of the things that GMs were doing that were objectionable were to keep things from the LSB that were supposed to be shown to them. So if transparency, to me, that's what it means, that they
don't
have to.
So you're making that amendment, Pat?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any objection to Pat's amendment?
This is Kim.
Can I mention the stack, please?
George, this is Margie. I just want to point out we have 5 minutes left in this 15-minute segment.
Okay. I'm sorry, Kim, and then who else wanted to speak?
Lona Elias to the stack, please.
Hey, Lona? Okay, Kim and then Lona.
I guess I just want to be on record that I think this is at best redundant. I don't think you can mandate this kind of stuff. There's a reason why there's lack of cooperation, and it comes from the nature of our structure, the size of our boards, the idea that I can understand. I mean, look, the cooperation and all that stuff goes both ways, and there are problems on each side, none of which apparently you can make a motion to solve. You know, cooperation, and I forget what the other words are, those aren't things you can mandate. You know, you either can work together or you can't. You can hold up this thing, well, we're supposed to work together. It doesn't work like that. You know, this little thing in the bylaws is not going to change that. And unless we really address, you know, the deeper issues, you know, this is just, you know, I mean, it's not going to solve anything.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you finished, Kim? Sorry.
It was kind of speaking to the motion and the amendment that was just offered. I mean, I just want to be on record that I think this is basically silly and pointless, It's not going to solve the problem, so.
Well, Lona.
Hi, Lona Elias, Washington, D.C. I understand I understand clearly the concerns that have been expressed by at least two people speaking, and because I didn't understand who their names were, I can't call you and say I understand. The reason that this is not the be-all to end-all in terms of relationships with GMs and LSBs, it is not. What this does is simply establish clearly what the expectation is, because specifically in Washington, D.C., we had a general manager who told us point blank, if and when I choose to share anything with you, it is at my discretion. There is absolutely nothing that compels me to do it, and if I choose to do so, then I do it just because I choose to do so, not because I have any obligation to tell you anything or to share anything with you. Now, this clearly sets forth, yes, you do have an obligation, and part of the reasons that we've been in hell for the past 2.5 years is because that is the position that our general manager in Washington, D.C. took in terms of relating to the board. I agree. That's one thing. I agree that there is a need to go further, that there is a need to go further where there is real structure in terms of duties and responsibilities. I don't know that the bylaws is the place to do that. I think that possibly what needs to happen is that maybe at some point we might consider a motion to have a standard job description that goes across the network in terms of the duties and responsibilities of general managers. Thank you.
Lawrence. Lawrence?
Yes, I'm sorry, I was on mute. So, I completely disagree with the characterization that this is silly. I think this is a very serious plank, a serious addition to the bylaws, and I think this committee should take a position on that, and I'm hoping that the PNB will take the same position, and then the other speech throughout the network would also see the same position that has to be taken in regards to the bylaws. There's a narrow interpretation that people have in regards to the bylaws, and then there's a progressive interpretation that people have about the bylaws. So I like to side on the side of being progressive and proactive in regards to some bylaws amendments, and that's why I fully support this amendment and the and I support this amendment and the motion as well. Thank you.
George, this is Kim.
Margie, do you have any more time on this?
I have more time, George.
Can I make one 15-second comment?
15 seconds, go ahead.
Okay. I think what I find is silly or unworkable is you want the GM to work cooperatively with the LSD, and yet the LSDs all over at every station cannot work cooperatively with each other.
17 seconds. Okay, we got the point.
Thank you.
Okay, so what we'll do, I mean, clearly there are objections to this, but just to get a sense of how strong they are and how far we are from consensus, I'll call the roll, we'll take a vote, it's a straw vote, and I'll record it, and it'll be part of the minutes, et cetera. Okay?
Okay.
So, a yes vote means you support this becoming a bylaw amendment. No vote, you don't. Lona, Elias.
Me?
Muted and yes. I'm sorry, I have muted my phone. Yes, I support it.
Chuck Anderson, are you here by any chance? Okay, Mal Bernstein.
Yes.
Adriana Casanova.
Yes.
Maria Elena Castellanos.
Yes, with the way it was worded.
Benito Diaz.
Absolutely.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes Roma.
Oh, I'm sorry, I spaced out. What are we voting on?
We're voting on this collaborative amendment between the GMs, putting in something that says the GMs need to collaborate with the LSPs, as well as the other way around.
Okay. No.
Beerwagen.
I believe this is straw polls are not allowed, but I'll abstain.
Kim Kaufman.
No. And that's not because I don't think
This is just a vote. This is just a vote. That's all. Jim Krafka. Pat Logan.
Yes.
Tony Norman. Andrea Pritchett. I vote yes. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Serena Roberts.
No.
Manager Sava. John Langer.
Yes. Margie
Wilkinson.
I'm going to abstain.
Okay. So it's we have a lot of people here. 9-4, 3 against, and 2 abstentions. And I'll record it that way. Again, just trying to see how far from consensus we are. The next item is Michael Novick's. Would someone read it? Benito, would you read that for people?
Yeah, I guess. Let me find it. Michael. Yeah, okay. And I don't totally understand it all, but I'm going to read what I got here. And what it does is it changes the current language. So maybe instead of reading the whole, do you want me to read the whole thing? Well, let me read the the summary at the beginning.
Okay.
And because it was...
So this is Margie. Just hang on a second. Could I ask everyone who's not talking to mute their phones? There's terrible racket going on here. And so if you're not talking, please mute your phone.
This is Kim.
I'm sorry, Benito. Go ahead.
This is Kim. I mean, I'd like to have the whole thing read, not just the summary, please.
Well,
that's fine. Okay, that's fine. I am proposing the following bylaws amendment for consideration by the KTFK LLC in accordance, and that record continues, in accordance with the bylaws amendment process to change, this is a preamble, I guess, to change the election frequency from 2 out of 3 every 3 years to every other year, twice in 4 years, as a cost-saving measure for the foundation. There are associated changes in terms and term limits and a revision in the transition election article to accommodate the change in terms from 3 to 4 year terms. Okay. And then he explains, language being replaced or changed is highlighted in green on a separate line, followed by the new language. The reason to hold the elections exclusively in odd-numbered years is to avoid any conflict with national government election cycles. The transition election article also changes the method for filling vacancies so that when delegates are elected in the same election to differing terms, the order of replacement of vacancies is corrected so that higher-ranked delegates already elected to a shorter term step up to complete the longer term, and then the highest-ranked non-elected candidate fills the unexpired portion of the shorter term. So that's his explanation. Then...
We can't possibly, Benito, we can't possibly read all of the whole bylaws. It's pages.
Yeah, that was my concern. And so maybe if we just read his changes.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, so in Article 4 about delegates, Section 3, he says the election of delegates shall be, the current words, the wording says staggered over a 3 year period. He changes that to say held every 2 years in odd numbered years. Says point one. And then with elections for staff delegates, with elections for 3 staff delegates, and 9 listener-sponsored delegates held, and here he changes, the current wording says, in the first year, elections for 3 staff delegates and 9 listener-sponsored delegates held in the second year and no elections in the third year. So he changes that to say, in each election, the ballots shall be counted by the single transferable voting method. All ballots related to the election and the removal of any and all delegates shall be filled with the foundation secretary, shall be filed with the secretary and maintained with a, well, anyway, that's not pertinent. So Article 4, on delegates, it says a delegate's term shall be, he changes it from 3 year terms to 4 years. A delegate may serve a maximum of, currently it says 2 years. He changes it to 3. And the current wording says consecutive years. He changes it to non-consecutive. The current wording says 3 years, and he says 4. He changes it to 4 year terms. And in no event, the current wording says, in no event more than 6 consecutive years, he changes it to, a delegate shall not be eligible for further service as a delegate until the current wording says 1 year after, so he changes it to 2 years after. The current wording says, after 2 years have elapsed after the termination of the delegate's second consecutive 3 year, and he just changes that to say previous term. I realize this is difficult to follow.
Let me try to summarize this. We need to go with the sense of it anyway. The details people can work out to make sure that they're actually doing what the sense of it is. But clearly, the biggest change is we're going to do the elections every other year instead of 2 years out of three, and that the terms are going to be 4 years instead of 3 years. And then there's, of course, a limit as to how many terms you can do, et cetera. But that's the main substantive change. The other piece of it is that instead of, if you're filling out somebody's term, and another term, another vacancy becomes available, which has a longer term to it, the people who are already selected from the list to fill the first term would now get the longer term, and people who were further down on the list would get the shorter term. So that's the substance of it.
People who have already been elected to, let's say, currently 1 year,
right,
would get 3 years or whatever his numbers are.
Right.
Before you, move up to people who are not elected at all.
Right.
But so there's another section about the directors.
There is?
Yeah. So he says, currently it says that a director may serve no more than five consecutive one-year terms. He changes that to three consecutive one-year terms. And it says, currently it says that a director should not be eligible for further service until 1 year has elapsed. He changes that to 2 years have elapsed.
Right.
And this is, currently it says, after termination of the director's fifth consecutive one-year term, he changes that to after the director's third consecutive year.
So the effect is to cycle more people in and out of the PMB.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. There's one more section. There is?
Yeah, Article 7 about local station boards, he says, and this I didn't understand at all, but it refers to associate station representatives. I assume that has to do with the affiliates. I'm not sure.
No, that's KPFA, which has a station that carries, I think it's like 80%. I think if you carry 80% of one of our signals programs, then you're an associate station, which is different from an affiliate station.
Oh, okay. So he says that the term of office for an associate station representative shall be, the current wording says three years. He changes that to 4 years. And then the current wording says for a maximum of two consecutive 4 year terms, and he changes that to two non-consecutive 4 year terms, from 3 years to 4 years.
Right. Okay.
That's it.
George.
But thank you for that heroic effort.
George, this is Mal for the sec.
Mal, go ahead.
There is so much in this proposal that there's no way it can be discussed in 15 minutes. And I move that we put off the discussion of this one till some other meeting.
Unfortunately, there's going to be no time to do that, because our next meeting will be, I think, a day before the bylaws are due. And since this is only a straw vote anyway, what I'd like to do is to take whatever comments we've got about it, perhaps just consider the main sense of it, which is
a lot of point of information,
which is every other year instead of two out of 3 years. What's your question, Lawrence?
So my question is that doesn't it still take six directives to agree to...
Absolutely.